If it's the struggle point where we're asking people to just come out of the woodwork, if you have the ability at all to help us out, please do it. As Stu and you guys were saying earlier, everybody needs the help even more. Last year, we helped over 14,000 people in Marquette County, 14,337, all over Marquette County with services from our agencies. And that's increasing. We see an increase in the phone calls that come into United Way. As a matter of fact, we had a person that's previous donor, had been a donor for years, now looking for services. Because you never know. You're only a step away from being on the other side of things. So, you know, if you still have a job, if you have the ability to help at all, it's time for everybody to get on board and do that.
Well, at least it does drive home a message that with the programs that the United Way helps fund and helps support, it's really, you're hard pressed to go find, that you wouldn't find somebody that you know or you work with or something, that somebody somehow has been touched by the agency.
Yeah, even if they're a Girl Scout. I mean, you know, it's not necessarily people that are down on their luck.
Right.
There's a lot of different types of services, too.
We haven't covered this part yet, and that is the hows. And, of course, your co-chairs, still at it. They'll still come talk to folks.
That's right. We're going around talking to whoever will listen, mostly in workplaces. Kimmy Peterson and Debbie Hatcher, our co-chairs, are willing to still, even now, go into any workplace and talk to your employees. Give just a little brief presentation with a two-minute video and just answer questions and tell people actually what United Way does and offer them an opportunity to participate.
And you know, and one of the best way to do this obviously is the whole payroll deduction thing, because you don't notice that $5 per pay period, but at the end of the year you certainly notice that $5 per
we
pay
sure
period.
Do for the price of one Red Bull, you could be helping somebody, you know, that really needs it.
Overall, when we talked with you, I mean, over the years you've joined us, we've been involved with the United Way, this is really one of those it's an agency that touches many different aspects, and you kind of touched on it a little bit, saying that it's not necessarily groups that are maybe down on their luck. So tell us a little bit about, you've got other agencies also that you help with just projects.
Exactly. Yeah, there are. The YMCA, the Strong Kids Program, Alzheimer's, which is mostly education and support groups for people with Alzheimer's, and Girl Scouts. And there are so many, I couldn't even list them all right now.
Way to put her on the spot. Nice.
Well, she knows what she's talking about better than I do. I could probably go back to some of those things we used to say when we were the co-chairs,
yep.
You know.
But the bottom line is to get involved, and they can do that how?
Well, there are a lot of ways to get involved. They could stop in our office at Lakeview Arena in Marquette. We always have a pot of coffee on. We're happy to see folks. Or they could give us a call at 226-8171 or visit our website at uwmqt.org. They can get a lot of information about us. You can even donate online. You could either download a pledge form, print it out, fill it out, and send it in, or you could just donate right online. There's a lot of ways to give.